Today's activities for the downtown celebration have been canceled due to weather. Kristen Jenkins with the Jacksonville Main Street says the postponement is because of the projected weather forecast.
The inflatable company that we had for all of our children's activities, in addition to the movie equipment, they're all inflatables. They will not set up if there is anticipated wind gusts over 14 miles per hour. And with the thunderstorms that are anticipated today, the wind gusts are forecasted to go upwards towards 18 or 19, and legally they will not set up. So that takes out all of our children's activities for the most part. So we've decided that if we can't have children's activities, then we would be better off to try to reschedule.
Jenkins says the dedication ceremony on the square is still scheduled to take place today at 11 a.m.
We hope everybody will still come down for that and to hear the concert by the Illinois Army National Guard Band, but activities beyond that will be canceled for today.
Jenkins says today's activities have been rescheduled for Friday, June 5th from 4 to 8 p.m. Now, some other notes, the Liberty Triopia Sectional Championship in high school baseball has been rescheduled for Monday at 6 p.m. The vendor fair that was part of the downtown celebration has been canceled. It's not clear if there will be a makeup date at this time. And the status of today's Central Illinois Community Blood Center blood drive, unknown at this time. The Jacksonville Public Schools Foundation believe an education drawing will still take place at 4:50. It'll be held live here at the WLDS WEAI studios with the broadcast on WEAI 107.1 FM. The Charters of Freedom event during the dedication ceremony is still scheduled to take place at 11 o'clock this morning. That is on the northeast corner of the square. Unemployment in West Central Illinois is looking better and better by the month. The latest numbers from the Illinois Department of Employment Security show the over-the-year numbers from April 2014 to last month. In Morgan County, the numbers dropped from 5.5% to 4%. In Greene, the rate fell from 6.2% to 4.9%. In Scott County, it dipped to 4.9% from 6%. In Cass County, the rate fell from 6.2% to 4.8%. IDES spokesman Ron Payne says the four-county rate dropped from 5.8% in April 2014 to 4.4% in April 2015.
This was the 14th month in a row that all of the metro areas in the state actually fell over the year with their unemployment rates. These are rates that we last saw in around 2007-2008, which was pre-recession levels. So finally, we've worked our way back to pre-recession data here.
Looking ahead to the summer months, Payne says the numbers have historically gone up, but that might change this year.
The past few years, it's been difficult for teens to find jobs, but I've heard from different employers in the local area here that, you know, I think things are loosening up there a bit, and I think the chances for the kids coming home from college will be a bit better for them to find a job this year.
And the four-county area saw an over-the-year increase of 275 jobs overall, according to Payne. He says the biggest gainer was wholesale trade, with 125 additional jobs. The leisure hospitality sector lost 150. Jacksonville police made one arrest yesterday. A 17-year-old Jacksonville boy was arrested in the 200 block of North Church at around 6:30 for resisting a peace officer and criminal trespass to land. The boy has been released into the custody of his parents. Cass County deputies made one arrest yesterday. 38-year-old Jesse Price of Springfield was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:15 p.m. for failure to appear for DUI. Price remains in custody. Illinois State Police made one arrest overnight. 19-year-old Colin Keller of New Virginia was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 2 a.m. for DUI, possession of liquor by a minor, improper lane usage, and driving an uninsured motor vehicle. That's New Virginia, Iowa, by the way. Keller remains in custody. It's hard to see a way towards a state budget by the end of the weekend. Yesterday, Governor Bruce Rauner told Democrats he won't sign the budget they have been crafting. That spending plan is about $3 billion out of whack when it comes to spending and revenue. Rauner says he won't have anything to do with it.
We've all heard from the speaker that really there's not an interest in talking about major reforms. There's an interest in passing an unbalanced budget and trying to push a significant tax hike onto the people of Illinois. For me, that is completely unacceptable. It's unreasonable. We've already had phony budgets in the past. I cannot sign a fake budget, a phony budget, an out-of-balance budget. The people of Illinois deserve better. And the people of Illinois do not deserve to get a major tax hike forced on them without major structural reform in the state.
And you won't find Rauner employing a strategy his predecessors favored, calling lawmakers back to Springfield.
I will not call a special session. Special sessions cost taxpayers more money. They cost, I've been told, roughly $22,000 extra per day. I do not want that put on the taxpayers of Illinois. What I will do is ask members of the legislature who are designated to be negotiators in the process to meet with me and our staff and our team, as they're willing to do in whatever location they'd prefer to do it, to continue good faith reform.
And Rauner says claims by some lawmakers that they didn't have time to achieve reforms he has been seeking, he called that baloney. A bill headed to the governor's desk would make it easier for older veterans to take the firefighter's exam. The legislation would permit military servicemen and women between 35 and 40 to qualify for the test. Currently, anyone over age 35 is banned from becoming a firefighter. And one additional news note this morning, we kind of ran all of them when we talked about the downtown celebration, but we should also mention the Passivant Gatorade 5K 10K began this morning at 7:30. WLDS time is 9:06.
Does your bank understand you?
Your family.
Your finances.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Kathy Schneckoke, and I'm your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.